In July, Governor Andy Beshear enacted a name, image, likeness law in Kentucky for colleges and institutions. Through the law, NCAA athletes will be able to earn compensation for the use of their name, image, or likeness through a multitude of different opportunities. MSU Athletic Director Dr. Jamie Gordon says it's a win-win between campus and athletics because it allows students to work in real-life business scenarios, and it gives athletes the support needed to do so.
It allows these young adults to follow through on entrepreneurship opportunities, and whether it be something that's somewhat associated with their sport or something totally independent. I think that's where we start to really see some opportunities grow for our student athletes. You know, we have some athletes that are recording artists that now can utilize their own brand to have some financial benefit from it.
Gordon says every college athlete, regardless of popularity or accolades, has the opportunity to take advantage of the law in some way.
You know, obviously, as with anything, you're going to have on a national scale different people that are provided or may have a different brand value than others, but the opportunity is there. You know, also, if somebody wants to do some camps and clinics or private lessons because they have this skill set that, again, they can monetize, now they have that ability to do it.
Gordon encourages caution before accepting any deals, and in the absence of state guidelines, colleges should be able to provide insights into proper NIL deals.
Even as this has transitioned and grown, you have state laws and regulations, and you have some states that don't have any laws or regulations on the books, but it really falls down on the institution to say, how's each school going to manage it? Have had discussion with administration, with coaches, with legal counsel, just to make sure that, you know, we're being protective of the interests of the institution as well as our students.
Gordon says as an institution, this is a way to innovate and empower athletes.
If we look at things specifically around a student athlete's sport, you know, for example, our men's basketball team had a lot of success last year. We had a player who was freshman of the year in the conference. There might be some sort of promotion that a company would want to do to try and bring in traffic, and may have an autograph signing where this person is helping promote a local business.
It also gives students the tools to think beyond clicks on social media and into the world of business and entrepreneurship.
At the end of the day, we all need to recognize, as an athletics department or any part of the university, we're an institution of higher learning, and our job is to help educate our students. And so this now becomes a vehicle that we can do that.
For WMKY News, I'm Sarah Mead reporting.